This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Now to a subtle point about small words. Small words making a big difference in how we perceive the world. Take wage hike versus wage increase. Turns out those two phrases send a very different message. KQED's Sam Harnett has our story.
You might not even realize how often you hear reporters using the word hike when it comes to wages. It happens all the time.
Minimum wage will take its first hike in several increments.
Are there any risks in hiking the wage by this much?
It could be bad for business, especially if the hike is only here in Cleveland.
It's no surprise journalists have fallen in love with this convenient little four-letter word, says Catherine Connor Martin. She's the head of U.S. Dictionaries for the Oxford English Dictionary, or OED.
Hike is like a typical journalist word because it makes its copy punchier, it helps you avoid redundancy, and it fits better in a headline.
Originally, the word had nothing to do with economics. Connor Martin says it emerged in early 19th century England as a verb for walking vigorously or laboriously.
But before long, it also came to be used transitively with an object to mean moving, pulling, or lifting something, like hiking up one's skirt.
The OED documents the first use of hike for price in 1904. A Topeka Capital reporter wrote that a local store hiked ice cream prices from 5 to 10 cents. Bad news for ice cream buyers. Connor Martin says today the most common usages are for things people don't like.
Price hike, tax hike, rate hike, pay hike, fare hike, fuel price hikes, wage hikes, tuition hikes, fee hikes.
When things hike, there's always the sense that they're being pulled up against their nature.
Jeff Numberg is a linguist at the UC Berkeley School of Information. He says that's the problem. With hike, he says, there's always some outside force, something yanking up the skirt or trousers. In the case of minimum wages, hikes suggest that raising them is unnatural, and that is editorializing.
Increase is a neutral word. Things can increase for the better or for the worse. When you want to emphasize the positive effects of a raise or increase, you don't use hike.
By using hike, Nunberg says journalists are focusing attention on the force jerking wages up, not the worker who earned the increase.
You don't go into your boss's office and say, I've been working here 8 years. I feel I need a salary hike. That implies there's something unnatural about it.
Nunberg calls the word hike particularly pernicious because no one notices it. It blends into what he calls the linguistic wallpaper. Nunberg tells me that the next time I report on minimum wage, I should stick to the totally neutral increase and save hike for stories about trousers or vigorous walks. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.